I think there are three things that brought down the Soviet Union, and it's always worth talking about this because in the mid-1980s, not a soul in America, least of all the Central Intelligence Agency, was pointing out that we were overestimating the size of the Soviet economy by 50% for the sake of the Reagan administration. That is to say, the current overestimates on weapons of mass destruction are nothing new. Our intelligence estimates are really not as good as Harper's Magazine. In fact, interestingly enough, we now know that a lieutenant colonel, former professor at the National Defense University, prepared a net assessment on what's likely to happen in Iraq after our invasion. He predicted the chaos down to a T in great detail. But the amazing thing about this report, which came out before the invasion, was that everything in it was Googled off the Internet. He didn't use a single classified source. He just simply went to people who actually know something about Iraq rather than pals of Ahmad Chalabi or somebody else who got the ear of a ill-informed but enthusiastic young bureaucrat in Washington. But in the case of the Soviet Union, three things brought them down, and none of them were caused by the United States. That is, we know with a precision now, they ignored Reagan's Star Wars. It was that they realized it would be quite easy, and it is even to this day, to defeat a missile defense by simply overwhelming it with targets, if nothing more. They were brought down by ideological rigidity in their economic institutions, making them much less efficient than they had been. Do we have that in this country? Well, that's Enron. That's Martha Stewart. That's pilfered pension funds. That's a distrust of the mutual fund industry. Scandals in the New York Stock Exchange. We're in considerable trouble in that area. Second, imperial overstretch. That they were pushed too far, feeling they had to meet the United States everywhere on every issue at every time. And that's what I'm talking about, imperial overstretch. 725 military bases, most of them left over from the Korean War, the World War II, the Korean War, the first war with Iraq, and just our imperial ambitions. These are too many. We don't need them. They're a source of grievance against us by any number of people around the world. I mentioned to you probably the most truly disgusting regime created by either side in the Cold War were the Greek colonels between 1967 and 1974. We put them in power. Our CIA put them in power. I mention this simply to say those of you who are thinking of going to the Olympics this summer that are returning to Greece, you should remember that Greece and South Korea are probably today among the most anti-American democracies on Earth. They remember what the embrace of the United States did. The South Koreans, because of 101 military bases in a very small country, and with our troops being given extraordinary privileges so that they commit crimes and they're simply not tried in Korean courts. That is things that I say would produce the most extraordinary outrage in America if you'd had a division of Turkish troops based in downtown San Diego, my hometown, for the last 50 years. I guarantee you that fathers and grandfathers would say to their sons on Saturday night, go out and kill a Turk, restore our honor. And that's exactly what happened to the Russians in Afghanistan, what's happening to us today in Afghanistan and in Iraq. That is, the Iraqis are now, with the capture of Saddam Hussein, a young Iraqi no longer feels that he's a stooge for the old regime. He is now just a representative of the self-respect of his own people in the face of easily identifiable foreign invaders who are there presumptively to steal their resources, reflecting the fact that virtually every high executive in the American government today is a former petroleum company executive. Condoleezza Rice was a member of the board of Chevron until the day she entered the government. They even had a super tanker named after her, the Condoleezza Rice, which when she went into the government, they changed the name. As a former naval person, I regarded it as bad luck to change the name of a ship, but at least give her credit, it was a double-hulled tanker. No Exxon Valdez for the Condoleezza Rice, but that it's no question one of our motives in this administration has been the military petroleum complex and the attempt to control the world through petroleum and also to continue to feed our exorbitant tastes for fossil fuels, our refusal to conserve in any way or to produce fuel-efficient automobiles. We have the technology to eliminate entirely our dependence on Persian Gulf oil. But in the wake of 9/11, the symbol of the United States became a young man speeding down the freeway in a Chevrolet Suburban, about 10, 11 miles a gallon, with an American flag attached to his antenna. The sales of Chevrolet Suburbans doubled after 9/11. The device of choice today, a thing that can carry 10 people, but usually with just one man in it, going home in the evening on the freeways. It's all of these things, I think, add up to a picture that is, I hope I'm making the case that it's very disturbing and requires the attention of citizens. That's what I'm trying to do, is to mobilize the inattentive, to give them some information that I know they're not getting from news media that are all owned by entertainment conglomerates and simply are not reporting or even living up to what the First Amendment established freedom of the press for, so that journalists would be protected and virtually licensed to challenge the pretensions of high government officials living behind the walls of secrecy to try and expose what they're doing. The American public is very poorly informed, and as I say, it is possible that it is already too late, that there's really nothing else to do now but to start thinking about your escape route. My wife says to me, you must not continue to end your talks by saying to people, well, if you've got a little money ahead, a condo in Vancouver might not be the dumbest investment you ever made, but I'm sorry to say there is some truth to that.